Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Home of the price, seats are our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai, DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who took the season opener from Chicago by a final of 3-2. Jesper Boqvist scored the game winner in the third. Next up, the Cats will host the Flyers tomorrow night. Over to the Heat will continue the preseason when they host the Spurs tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center. The game can be heard right here on WQAM. And in baseball, the Yankees came back from 5 down to beat Toronto 9-6. Toronto still leads the series 2-1. And the Mariners took a 2-1 series lead over the Tigers, winning 8-4. The Joe Rose Show begins now.
Now in go the Panthers. Rodriguez, it was poked away and then out of the right circle. A chance for Sam Moskevich was stopped, but now it's picked up and they score, and the Panthers take the lead. It's Carter Verhaeghe right out in front, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead, a power play goal for Carter Verhaeghe.
Forsling there ahead of Nazar. Forsling straight on for Rodriguez. Rodriguez across center, sent down to the corner, bouncing puck, Sam Moskevich up front, they score, and it's Jesper Boqvist charging the net, and the Panthers take a 3-2 lead here in the third.
12 seconds, Bertuzzi dumps it to our right, around the end boards, this one held, Forsling up the glass, out to the line, out of the zone, the final seconds will tick away, and it's an opening night win for the Panthers, 3-2 over Chicago here this evening to kick off the season.
First 2 points in the bank. Nicely done, banner raising. Panthers come out, give up the first goal, battle back, and Chicago would be a worthy opponent this evening, but the Panthers find a way in the third period. It was tied up after 2 periods. And then all of a sudden, Rodriguez throws it in off the boards to Sam Moskevich. And Sam Moskevich, first on the puck, backhands it high in the air to the front of the net where Jesper Boqvist is waiting. He's able to knock it out in midair behind Spencer Knight, who played really well coming back here to South Florida. Got to give Spencer Knight his flowers. But the Panthers end up with a victory. Game-winning goal on the stick of Boqvist. A well-played hockey game all around. And there was a couple of bleeps in there, mistakes that led to 2-on-1s and a couple of rushes. And that's really the only offense that Chicago would amount. It would come off the rush or 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s. As far as the offensive forechecking pressure, there was pretty much none of it all night from the Blackhawks. And the Panthers just too much, as we see on so many occasions, Doug. The battle of attrition for 60 minutes. Can you hang with them for 60 minutes? And the answer once again is no. And the Panthers get off to a 1-0 start.
It is amazing, but the Panthers, a celebration before the game, and then they go out and win the game. And you're thinking, well, the celebration and putting the back-to-back flags up in the arena, and all they do, think, well, maybe tonight they'll be a little off because of celebration, and not a bit. Played hard, hustle's unbelievable. You heard the highlights there. They believe in the system. Doesn't matter who's playing. They stick to it. They play hard, and good things happen. And they got a coach that they 100% believe in. When he came in, put this system in, told them the old system, like yesterday, wouldn't work, put the Paul Maurice system in, built for the playoffs, And boy, was it ever, because it's just incredible to watch. It really is. You know, I think the more as you get older and you kind of watch every team, you watch all of them, whether it's money, draft picks, you watch all your teams. And then you get something super special. We've seen it with the Miami Heat. I wasn't around to see it in the 70s, early 70s with the Dolphins. But this is the third time we've had this happen. And this thing is the way it's structured. Everybody in the front office to the coaching staff, right in line with working together. We don't get into who made the final decision. It's just all positive. It's just incredible to watch, and we're in the middle of it right now. And it's just, and we'll see what happens. But boy, for hockey fans, they got season tickets that you're just entertained, man, with something that doesn't happen very often. And they've got it rolling. They got everybody's brother under contract for like the next 6 years, it seems like. They're doing contracts last night, and you're like, wow. Only thing you can slow them down now is Father Time, because they've really structured this thing well. Really built not for the end of those careers, but for the next couple of years to have a lot of success. And last night, I'm just telling you, out-hustled them right off the bat. 17 shots in the first period, and just incredible to watch. And see, you got that going on, and then you've got the other thing that's still early in the season called the Miami Dolphins that is getting critiqued nicely. I'm being nice here in the middle of the week. Getting critiqued here from top to bottom, where the mistakes have been made and what's going on, and it's just a mess. It really is. It's just a mess. And like, the coach ought to just come out and go, look, and I say this every week, I'm going to stop. We liked our game plan, but apparently it didn't work. Or, you know, we like what we were going to do, but I guess I was wrong. And just go out and win. I don't want to hear the guys are still together and believe. Well, I hope so. I hope you wouldn't come out and tell us, hey, I'm starting to lose these guys a little bit. And some of the guys are looking around going, we're just not very good, coach. So anyway, we've got...
I know you're not on Twitter, by the way, but it's open season for people to come out with just crazy stuff right now. So, like, I don't know if you saw any of the stuff yesterday.
I don't see any.
Tony Pauline apparently was reporting that Rex Ryan is a candidate for the job here. Like, there's just stuff coming from all over the place. There was another one that's like, says tensions are starting to boil over.
Well, I believe
with,
that.
Like, in the front office. There's just a lot of stuff getting thrown out there right now.
I got to tell you, there is...
I thought of you when I saw that Rex Ryan thing, though.
So we have been, as you know, through the last 20 years of a lot of average to way below average football teams that we've had, I have watched up close the breakdown between front office and coaching staff. That's where it starts. And especially when you start to feel like, and I've said this before, I feel like this is a broken record in my 35 years in the morning. The last 20, especially 20-something, where there's always the belief, well, I'm down here coaching this group. I'm players you gave me. You're up there telling them what I'm doing wrong and what should be different. And then everybody starts to get a little insecure, because that's the way we're structured anyway as men, to be a little insecure and, who's backstabbing me, and you're not having success.
So you think it's every man for himself over there?
I think it's getting real close to that. I sure do. When you start,
I thought
looking.
They all worked together so well. I thought that was their whole thing.
I think you do to start with.
Yeah.
And then when you're told, you know, we're going to bring this guy in and we're going to bring that guy in, and all of a sudden, you know, position coaches start looking at other position coaches. I wish I had more to work with, and this is it. I like them. They're good guys, but, you know, I don't know how talented we are. These are things that happen when you're not very good. These are things that start to happen, and the players start to feel it. And no matter what is said, no matter how many captain meetings you have, and guys, what do you think today? And, hey, we're going to do this week. And you know, one thing that, like, you look at 5 weeks and your numbers and you go, okay, we can't run it. We can't stop the run. Unless somebody's really beat up, then probably not going to change. You start worrying about confidence. Hey, we went all in. And I know this is a broken record. We went all in on this rookie class. And by the way, they made it clear it was going to happen. So it's like, okay, let's hope we get some guys that can come in right away and have some success, make some splash plays. You know, not that they're going to be great. They're going to make mistakes, man. Nobody comes right into this league and tears it up without some mistakes in there. And I know we've had some really good rookies, man. Don't get me wrong. We had some quarterbacks. There's a guy that we're going to play later in the season, play for Washington. Man, he came in and, I mean, we have had guys come right in and have a big impact, especially some first-round guys. But we're going through a majority of our rookies right now, starting with the first two picks that are struggling. Now, I think they have their moments where they get it figured out, but I do start to worry no matter who you are, if you're making big mistakes that everybody's seeing are costing you plays and you miss your block or you get blocked and they're running right at you. I just hope you don't lose confidence. I think it's all part of it. It's all part of the growing pains. But I also know that, like, hey, guys, we've been doing this for a few games now. I thought it'd be a little better, and you hope it is. But anyway, besides all that stuff, we've got a lot of other news, including trades yesterday. My God, man, talk about desperate teams. Cincinnati and Cleveland, not exactly. It used to be one of the greatest rivalries we had in the NFL. Now going, hey, I know we don't always like each other, you know, but can we get Joe Flacco from you? What would it take to get Joe Flacco? Because we've kind of figured out that we've got a quarterback here that just can't play. We thought we had a guy that was really good, but this guy, Jake Browning, just can't play. And he's losing the team. Flacco probably going to start. Not only did he get traded, he's going to learn this system in a couple days and go, Joe, it's your team, man. You got a lot of horsepower on the outside. Can you get it to him? Because we need to get this thing going after winning their first two and just getting their ass kicked without Joe Burrow the last three games. I mean, they have been kicked around like they're trying to jump in that bottom five. And that party's a special party right now, that bottom five. You don't – wait a second. Are you trying to get out of the bottom five? So, yeah, that's with the power rankings and all the stuff we have. So it's been a crazy one, folks. Been a absolute crazy one with everything going. I saw Jonathan Gannon, Cards head coach, took a little money out of his pocket, $100,000.
You're kidding me with this, by the way.
Can't touch him. Had to do it. Ugh. Can't touch a guy.
I guess.
Can't touch him. Can't touch guys. You can't.
It's just so funny that, like, the whole story now is about the coach.
No.
The guy dropping the ball at the back of the end zone.
So it's funny. I disagree with that, but I was thinking driving in this morning, I would love, like, you draw up a great play. I'll just go back to fundamentals. You're up 21-6 in the fourth quarter. You got a third and one, and you call a great play. You get great blocking. Everything's executed well. The guy breaks through. Everybody's on the line of scrimmage, trying to make the stop on the run. Somebody blocks, makes a great block to chip the linebacker down, and you are off and you got a free run for 71 yards or whatever it was. And everything's set up, and everybody's pumped up. You're getting ready to go. You think at that point you're going, wait a sec, we're up 28-6. In the fourth quarter, we got this game. And the one guy runs. First of all, he starts slowing down because we've all seen it 1,000 times. Something makes the idiot slow down. Not only slows down, and then he kind of, at the goal line, decides to drop the ball. So he lets the guy actually catch up to him. He was lucky that thing didn't get tripped behind. It would have been more embarrassing than it already is. So the bigger question is for those guys putting their arm around him and stuff, and the big guy that had his arm around him, listen, man, there's going to be some guys pissed off. Like, we just lost that game in a tight game where it should have been put away at 28-6 with 12 minutes left. That game is friggin' over. They're not coming back. They are the worst team in football. They are not coming back. And you gave them a little hope by doing that. There's going to be some guys, even in today's game, because I know yesterday, talking with Bo, we were all talking. I said, can you imagine Kuchenberg and those guys? Some guy broke through. Can you imagine Dan Marino and any of those guys doing, dude, there ain't no, hey, forget about it. Like, you got beat on a block or don't worry about it. You know, the ball got tipped in the air off your hands. That's stuff that's going to happen. This should never happen. This should never happen. So I believe there's some guys that got the coaches back on this. I don't think it's 100% players going, hey, man, you can't talk or you can't like tap on the guy and give him a little shove like that. It's not acceptable. I get it. He got $100,000 fine. He understood it because he does. There will be some guys that defend what was done.
It's just the whole thing's just kind of funny, right? I mean, you got the guy, the offensive lineman's over there hugging the guy.
Yeah.
Right? And again, it's not like
I don't
like,
know look, who the guy was. It was hugging
it's
him.
It's not like the guy fumbled and, you know, there's nothing he could do. The ball was punched out or something.
Right.
He feels like crap on the sideline.
Right.
All right,
completely
I get that.
Different.
Get that.
Yeah.
This is like the fact that it happened the week before, too, is really the worst part of it to me, right? Because you had to know.
And by the way,
everyone
cost,
saw that play.
He cost his team the game.
Yeah. And everyone saw
Mitchell,
that play.
Mitchell cost his team. They should be undefeated.
Yes.
And he not yes. only does that, but he whatever that thing was, if you saw it, where he just basically put his arms and tackled a defensive back on a 50-something yard run by Jonathan Taylor. But, like, yeah, you would think, like, wow, man. And I'm guessing almost every coach in the league said, hey, guys, just if you got a chance to score, run through the end zone, whatever you want to do in the back of the end zone, dance, whatever. Whatever you feel the urge to do, you want to throw the ball up at 40 rows and you want to pay a fine, do it. But make sure you get in the end zone. And we've had this happen twice, which makes the second guy a real dumbass, a real, real dumbass that this could happen. But I do think there's some guys going to be pissed off. Like we can talk about, you know, well, you can't do that. Well, guess what, man? I get why that, and some guys came out. Thank God I was waiting to hear the media guys, and some of them said, look, man, I'd be pissed off too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, every guy in that offense, we lose that game.
You know how hard it is to win in that freaking league, man?
It is
like, we don't know that? And what the margin of error is in that league? Like, it's so,
you can't just,
I don't know, man. I don't think the coach, like, obviously, I guess you can't. Touch guys, you know, I don't know.
No, and he gave him $100,000 the league or the team.
But we're going to turn this guy into some kind of villain and give this player a hall pass here.
I don't think they are, Woody. I thought about it, and we will have guys that are always, you know, hey, man, you don't, that's right, way to go, players. And like, no, man.
You know I'm part of the new school. I told you this yesterday. I'm more on the new school than I am the old school, man. But
that's a dumbass play. This is not grumpy old guys going against the young guys of today. That's just not acceptable, man. How would you like to be the center and the two guards that made great blocks, and all the guys that did everything right to put that game away, especially with 12 minutes left? You're going to be up 28-6.
Game's over.
And you flipped the ball, and all you had to do was run. And, I mean, you could see he's got talent. He ran through there, and nobody was going to catch him. And by the way, he lets up. Not only does he do that, he decides he's going to, like, I don't know if he didn't see a guy coming on him fast behind him.
Looked like he was looking up at the screen.
Making up some space on him, man. But anyway, yeah,
there's just so much on the line with that,
man. It's an interesting one.
Coaches are judged by wins and losses. You got GMs. You got every staff member on that team. You got every other player.
Totally get why
that. It's just a lot, man.
I totally get why that coach is pissed off. I mean, like, no matter who you are, and I get it, today's guys, you got to talk differently too, and some guys you can't, you know, you can't use the F word to certain guys. And
Texter said, I'm sure Shula would have been understanding.
No shot, but I'm trying not to bring that up. I give you
did
a good
that one. Never happened with you, right? Like, no one did anything like that, I'm guessing, that you can remember?
No, but he, if you did do something really stupid, back then now, he would cut you. He cut some guys.
Mm-hmm.
He cut some guys right away.
So that
away.
Guy would have been thrown off the team.
Well, I don't know, like, he's got some talent. You got now shoes. Now, don't get me wrong. He's like everybody else. If you got some talent and you got some knucklehead, he'll put up with the knucklehead a little bit longer. He's no different than any other coach.
Mm-hmm.
But if it continues, he'll cut you. He would cut you. Now, a lot easier to cut a guy when he's making $50,000 and you cut him and he doesn't get paid starting the next week. And that's how it used to be in the league. You cut him now, you got to pay him for the year and you know, according to what round he's in and all that stuff. That's why you see these guys going forever. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff. It's a really interesting topic, but I was thinking last night, wouldn't and you know, Jonathan Gannon, you can't touch players. You were wrong. You can say he was wrong, but I got to tell you what, there's a lot of guys on that team. Usually offensive linemen are not the forgiving bunch of guys. They sit there, they get beat up. They get nothing, but they never hear about their good blocks, only the bad blocks. And you open up this play with everybody on the line of scrimmage. It opens up, and you end up screwing it up at the end of a run that should have been 6 points. Hey, we got Charles Davis going to join us. He's got a third game. He's on CBS, and he's got the third game this year. He'll be calling the Miami Dolphins game, part of that broadcast. He's going to join us when we come back. We'll talk to Charles a little bit. With all the news and stuff, a couple of trades and get you caught up. A little bit of news from the Chargers as well. So we'll have all that for you coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yeah, I know. You listen to this show, man. It's part of what we talk about. Low T and ED. I know. Has nothing to do with sports, but it really does in a sense, because when my low T was getting so low that I didn't feel like doing anything but sleeping and relaxing, I spent more time on that couch. I wore that couch out for a while. And I was just like, man, there must be something wrong. I got the physical. They say, hey, you're fine, man, you're fine. They didn't tell me I had my low T and ED and sex drive was gone. It was a disaster, man. It was a disaster. My wife's making excuses for me. Oh, you're probably just tired and stressed and you're thinking about things. No. I have low T and ED, full blown. And thank God I was introduced to Atlantic Men's Clinic, got the T, the PSA test. I met with their professional staff. They put me on a program. And I got to tell you, because I get asked this all the time, I noticed a change quickly once I got on their program. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Brand new one in Hollywood. Really nice. Call 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Set up that first appointment. I promise you, great results to get your energy back. It happens to every guy out there. Low T and ED, I just want you to knock it out with Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Panthers get off to a great start last night. Take care of the Blackhawks. Nice little celebration. Got the rings. And I always wonder, you know, that first game, and there they are, all the big names. Got the whole group together, even the injured guys. Everybody's there. And it was a big night, man. Doesn't happen very often. Back-to-back championships. Banners going up. And sometimes your team's like more caught up in that. You got your family there. And I mean, it doesn't happen very often, man. Hell, we know that down here. We got all the professional teams. We realize it doesn't happen. And boy, this, they came out and they played hard. And you just like, just so much character. Played fast. Bob was choosing, kept talking about how the speed of the game last night. And, 17 shots to start the game on our former goalie. Just a lot of great stuff. And A.J. Greer, fighting and getting a goal. Carter Verhaeghe gets a goal. Then Boqvist gets the winner in the third. And they get the win, man. They just, their confidence, they play hard, and they believe in the system that they play. And by the way, every guy talks about, man, our GM, whatever he does, it works. I mean, our coach, oh, my God, Paul Maurice, what he's doing, it's just, I'm always like, look at, man, I'm always curious, like, okay, because we just can't get out of our way with the Miami Dolphins, just can't get out of our way. We just can't. And when we do have winning records and we get the wild card, it's one and done. And, you know, I mean, okay, it is the playoffs, and yeah, I take it, but that's not the big goal. The big goal is to be Buffalo. The big goal is to be Baltimore. The big goal is to be, the biggest goal is to be Kansas City. But I get that that doesn't happen very often, and what they're doing right now and what Brady did with the Patriots. But we are just so far away. Don't get me wrong. We got some, you know, we've done it all. We've done the speed thing, and we've gone out and we've traded for big name guys, and we've had big draft classes. We've had as much free agent money as anybody in the business. And we bring in this guy and that guy. Usually we patch it up with all the mistakes we've made drafting guys. So we bring in the free agents. Until we get it figured out at the very top. I don't know. I saw something yesterday, and this been hitting. Is this more of a Mike McDaniel problem or Chris Greer problem? Has Mike McDaniel been given a bad roster to work with? And it's a great question. It's fair. I don't know with Mike. I see Mike and Chris walk together. I have no idea what their relationship is, but I can tell you, even if they don't like each other, just like marriages, they better act like they do. They don't want the kids to see it. They better act like one, because if that starts to look torn apart, the man at the very top will finally act. And by the way, I get it. I truly, when I'm asked, and I was asked this probably four times yesterday and almost every day. So, Joe, Stephen Ross, I go, first of all, I have no relationship right now with Stephen Ross. I used to have a little closer relationship. I'd see him. We could go off the side, and he'd like to talk. I have not had that in recent 2 years. I have not had it. I think, from what I see and the way he acts when he sees him, that he really likes his head coach and he really likes his GM. So listen how I said that. He really likes his head coach, but he really likes his general manager. I know. I scratch my head too. And then all the conspiracy theories come in and everything else. So, I don't know. Do the coaches, when they're together and they stay, listen, coaches are the most positive human beings in the world. They are going to go down fighting with you. This is what you have. Sorry, this is all we could give you. You got to make it work, man. We think you're one of the best coaches. You got to make it work. And I know they feel that way about their O-line coach and D-line coach who have great reputations. And I don't, and they're going to go down fighting. Listen, man, as long as those guys are working hard, they're going to be with those guys all the way. They are going to stay with those guys all the way through. There is no question about it. But I also wonder, part of it is when you're having that beer at home and you have that one-on-one talk with the person you trust the most, wife in bed. She goes, how you holding up, babe? They're trying hard. I don't know how good we are. I'm not getting through to them. Maybe this is, you know, human nature's. I think our O-line and D-line coaches are the most positive dudes, and I'm a big fan. They're two of my favorite guys, One guy's a Golden Bear. Of course he's my favorite. That guy is both of them. And the other guy I go back to UM with. And They're good coaches. Like, they, we come out and go, hey, man, they're getting a lot out of those guys. And then we're doing it this way. First of all, the O-line coach loses his right guard and right tackle within minutes of the first game, I swear. First game, bam, out. Defensive line finds out, hey, I got some good news for you. We got you a really good defensive line, one of the best defensive tackles in the draft. We think he's going to be really good for Michigan. Now it's your job to get him ready to go. Hey, not only did we get you one, we got you three. Three of our picks are defensive linemen. Man, we believe in you, man, what you've been able to do since you've been here. We want you to just keep going, man. Phillips, Grant, Biggers, get them ready to go. Zach will be there for you, Zach Sealer, but we got to get them ready quickly. I'm sure part of those guys is like, man. And again, they will go to bat. I will see Austin Clark, and he'll just say, hey, Joe, man, it's coming around. It's coming around. And I know. I mean, he sees the numbers. He's not stupid. He sees more than the numbers. He sees the mistakes every day. But, yeah. But if things you don't start having success with it, you're going to start losing guys. You just are. And you can have here we go again. It's, oh, man, here we go again. Here we go again. No matter what your coach is fighting and threatening and pumping you up and takes you to the movies one night and says, I believe in you. Man, at some point, you're not having success and you're not putting teams away. When you have a 17-point lead and it's one of the worst teams in football, or you're getting blown out, or you just can't find a way to win late again, it's in your brain like, oh, no, here we go again. Hey, Tua had the ball again late in the game after he makes that. You know, I know nobody wants to talk about it, and it wasn't just Tua, but the offense had the ball back. Had the ball back again. Couldn't get anything done. All right, we've got to go to break here. Yep, from the Panthers to the Dolphins. Big difference. Big, big difference. All right, we got to go to break here. We're trying to track down seat. All right, we're going to have Charles Davis join us when we come back here. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us. We'll be back with Charles Davis in just a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, a guy that knows our team pretty well right now. Third Miami Dolphins game of the year coming up for Charles Davis, NFL on CBS, part of the call. Charles, good morning, man, and thanks for getting up early with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, man. We're hanging in there. 1-4. I got to ask you, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but I was just saying this is a time of the year now where this thing can crack between front office coaches and players when you're not having success and you have the same problems every game and they don't get fixed. You agree?
Yeah, it can definitely happen to teams. There's no doubt about it. We've seen it happen to teams. I don't know that Miami is one of those teams just because the long-term tenure of Chris Greer as a GM, you know, Mike McDaniel and crew, you know, you have an owner that's shown a lot of patience. you know, you and I both know around the league, we've seen owners like, 1 year, see ya.
Yeah.
1 year,
no,
see ya.
No, if it's bad enough, you're right. It is 1 year.
The Houston Texans, prior to D'Amico Ryans, they fired Bill O'Brien at the end of his tenure. And he had a long tenure, as you guys remember, right? Then they go, if I remember correctly, Lovie Smith, 1 season, David Culley, 1 season, D'Amico Ryans. So 4 head coaches in 4 years on opening day. D'Amico Ryans has steadied the ship, but they weren't willing to go year two with right. either Culley or Lovie Smith for whatever reasons. And because D'Amico Ryans has had success, back-to-back AFC South titles, playoff wins in both years, all that's forgotten, right? Others have gone through it where you just keep changing coaches. Look at the New York Giants. They want to be stable. They were on that 2-year cycle. Remember?
Yes,
Pat
they did.
Shermer, Ben McAdoo, Pat Shermer, Joe Judge. They don't want to fire Brian Daboll here in year 4. They don't. But guess what? They're not showing the progress at all. And you know what's making it even worse for them, Joe? Daniel Jones' success in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's always a bad look.
Then it comes back to you. Like, wait, well, what were you guys doing or not doing, right? So that's where they're running into it. And they just had a winnable game Sunday in New Orleans, coming off of an upset of the Chargers at home with a hot rookie quarterback, up 14, and lose.
Yeah.
Now you're into a position now where, guess what? It just rekindles everything. So the Dolphins are in that position, yes. But over the years, you've got ownership that's shown a lot of patience. It's up to the Dolphins now to show some results.
And they better
continue to justify the patience.
And they better hurry. Hey, so I want to ask you, we decided months ago, it was very open to the public and to media, we're going to have a big draft class. We're going back. We probably should have done this before. We're going to draft and we're going to play guys. And usually, you know, 1 or 2 guys play in a draft class.
Right.
Maybe 1 or 2 on special teams, play a little bit in certain packages on offense and defense. But we got the whole group playing, man, on both sides. They're all getting snaps and they've all kind of hit a wall here and are struggling, especially your first and second round picks. But you got to stick with them at this point, don't you, Charles? You can't give up on them.
You absolutely do, because you're not swapping them out for, you know, guys in a playoff run at the moment, right? You're not swapping them out for some veteran guy that you're hoping to get one last good year out of, right? If you're going to bench Kenneth Grant, okay, that's fine. Jordan Phillips, Benito Jones, Matthew Butler. I'm not denigrating any of them. What I'm saying is I'd rather work through Kenneth Grant's issues to find out if my first-round pick can play as opposed to swapping out in terms of full-time play for other guys. I'm not talking about the rotation. I'm talking about, hey,
right.
These guys going to move in and take all your snaps. I don't see that at all, right? One more time. Savaya Naya, did I get it right?
Yep, you got it. Nope, you got
all
it.
Right,
double.
Good.
Just rhyme it up. First part and second part, yeah.
Jonah Savaya Naya. Okay, am I going to bench him and play Kion Smith? I'm not. I'm not going to do that, right? I'm not going to take Cole Strange and put him in this spot and play Cole Strange and Kion Smith. I'm not going to do that. I've got to work through this with this youngster, okay? I don't have that option. Kansas City kind of went through that, right, with Sumatea. Remember, they drafted him to be a left tackle, and he didn't work out. They benched him for the year. They went through 4 different left tackles, but they had players at other positions so they could put him on the bench. Then they bring him back this year and they make him a guard, and they're going to work through things with him at guard. Miami, I don't think, has that luxury. Okay? It just doesn't feel that way. You're going to have to work through some things, and that's just kind of where we are.
So, Charles, I want to ask you, boy, so the Chargers got off to the great start, 3-0.
Yeah.
Lose their last 2, Slater and Joel, 2 of the best tackles, both high first-round picks, out. And their top 2 running backs, out.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, Justin Herbert running around for his life right now as well.
It really is, because if you look at the numbers, and sometimes the numbers lie, but sometimes the numbers are fun to look at. Justin Herbert's completion percentage when pressured this year, I actually studied it this morning, so I'm pretty close on this one. Is less than 50%. Well, that's not earth-shattering news, right? Quarterback under pressure, your percentage drops. Justin Herbert without pressure is almost 80%. That's how stark it is without those guys up front keeping him ready to go. Last year, he threw three interceptions the entire year. Now, I don't expect anyone to throw just three interceptions the entire year as many times as people like that throw it, right? It's an incredible season. He's already thrown four in the regular season.
Yeah.
Okay, it's that type of a year for them so far. Does it have to stay that way? No. And here's the thing for the Chargers. Yes, the injuries are an issue. Yes, the injuries are a problem. Yes, injuries can hurt your team. But then you look at San Francisco, who went through it last year and really floundered. This year, they've got injuries like crazy. They're 4-1. You know, some teams, for whatever reason, each year, it's a different year, they handle it. The Baltimore Ravens injuries, it's just way too many frontline guys. There's a reason they're 1-4. It makes perfect sense to me. What's really weird is seeing how bad they are on defense. The Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah.
Abysmal on defense. Well, guess what? They started 5 rookies on defense last week, Joe. 5.
Wow. Yeah. Charles, you think they can still make the playoffs? You a believer in the...
Not beat up like they are, no. They can make the playoffs. If you told me that all these all-star players were coming back this week at, you know, fairly healthy, like no one's 100%, we know that, but fairly healthy and ready to roll, I would say, you know something? I haven't given up on Baltimore at all. In their division, they'll be okay. I think I threw this stat at you yesterday when we were just chatting ourselves. The AFC North, there's not a single team that is in the plus side in point differential.
That's amazing.
The Steelers are 3-1, and they're -2 in point differential. I believe the Bengals, who are 2-3, and they're in second place in the division, by the way, 2-3, they're like -71. And now it gets worse when you get down to Baltimore and Cleveland. They're both 1-4. Think about that in your division. So if Baltimore were healthy, even at 1-4, would you tell me that they're out of it? The answer is no. But if you're telling me that Lamar Jackson is still going to miss time, if you're telling me Kyle Hamilton's still going to miss time, if you're telling me Madubuike is out for the season, which he is, their defensive lineman, I can go on and on.
Yeah.
Roquan Smith, right? Secondary's all beat up. Come on, man. That's a lot. And if those guys continue to miss time, I just don't see it. Pittsburgh, this is your opportunity to put the hammer down on this division, folks. You're not a juggernaut, but you're getting so much help from your compatriots in the division. Yeah. Cincinnati just traded for Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
No offense to Joe Flacco, who was that comeback player of the year a couple years ago. But since then, work with me here, Joe. Starting quarterback in Indianapolis at one point last year, benched. Starting quarterback in Cleveland this year, they upset Green Bay. But when you look at his numbers, he's like the 31st, 32nd ranked passer in the NFL, benched. The Bengals are going to trade for him because they are beyond desperate.
Yeah.
Do we really think that's going to work?
No. Actually, no. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks, as we do spend a lot of time, how about the Daniel Jones story? You saw the opener, and yeah. we got kicked around like nobody's business. And when you left that game, what were your thoughts after watching the way he played and the way that team played overall?
There's nothing like when someone believes in you. You know, we always have those jokes, right? You know, the internet, and this always starts with, I wish someone loved me the way that, right? And then you have some meme somewhere, that sort of a deal. That kind of feels that way with Daniel Jones, right? You feel like Shane Steichen and that offensive staff with the Colts, they love him like he didn't feel like he was loved in New York. Second thing, prior to them getting Malik Nabers, right, and Jones had, what, one season with Malik Nabers? Who'd you have to throw the ball to downfield on a consistent basis? Because they kept trying to take Darius Slayton and find someone better, even though Darius Slayton was giving him 15 yards a catch. He's one of those guys that, you know something, he's pretty good, guys, but you keep wanting better. You don't ever find better. So what was the knock on Daniel Jones? Didn't throw the ball downfield. I don't know how much of that was coaching. I don't know how much of that was the system. I don't know how much of that was without players. Now you look at what he has in Indianapolis, and what did we see week one? And I knew it was coming, Joe. Like, I remember telling my crew, guys, I'm throwing my hat in the ring on this one. First series of the ball game, they're throwing the ball downfield. okay? Because they're going to tell the rest of the world, oh, yeah, Daniel Jones can throw it downfield. We're going to show him. And what did we see, Joe? Tyler Warren downfield, yep, right out of the gate. And it's been that way the entire season. And his confidence just keeps rising and rising and rising. And I'll show my age. When he walks on the field now, he thinks he's as tall as Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
So all you youngsters out there, is like, who the heck is Paul Bunyan? Google it, okay? Yeah. You'll see.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you go, we saw this wacky thing. You and I talked a little bit about it last night. Jonathan Gannon, the Cards head coach, going after his running back after – and he got fined $100,000. You can't touch a player and the whole deal.
Yeah.
But you have a perfectly set up play on a short yardage situation to put the game away with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 70-yard run. You let up, and then you drop. Not only do you let up about 10 yards out on the run, then you drop it before you get in the end zone. What were your thoughts?
Understand why he's being fined $100,000. You can't put hands on a player. This isn't like when you and I played, Joe. And I hope people don't think that you and I carried around as a badge of honor. Like, well, you know, our coach is used to grab our face mask.
I didn't like that, by the way. I had mine grabbed, and I hated it. Man, I
right?
did nothing.
None of us liked it.
No.
All right? It's not like we thought that this was cool, but it was accepted. And, like, even if you went home and complained to your parents would say, well, you must have done something. Coach had to discipline you, right?
Right?
So it was a different time in a different era. But did we ever like it? The answer was no.
No,
no one likes being bullied around like that, right?
No.
In 2025, you can't do it. And Jonathan Gannon knew it. He went and apologized the next day before the fine even came down. He knew that he was wrong, et cetera. Did I understand how furious he was, though? Absolutely I did, because you set it up perfectly. We have had incidents of this. We've had a spate of them where guys are dropping the ball. If you even go back to last season, guys are dropping the ball before they get to the goal line. Old school football, Joe, beginning of time. When you got to the end zone, you had to kneel down, touch the ball in the end zone for it to count as a touchdown. Maybe guys should go back to doing that. We joke about guys hitting themselves on the goalpost when they get to the end zone because they're wide open. Maybe you should do that before you celebrate. I could understand the fury because last thing, you know this better than anyone. When weird things happen in the league, a team meets on Tuesday, right?
That's the other part, yes.
What is shown to the team on Tuesday, every team in the league? A reel from around the league of the wacky stuff that happened the week before. Odd rules, things that you didn't know about, right? Multiple punt blocks, field goal blocks. This is how you have to play this. This was a little unusual. The guy goes out of bounds on the kickoff, and the guy was smart enough to put his feet out of bounds to touch the ball, which put him out of bounds and not made it come back to the 40. All those things come up. You think it didn't come up that a guy dropped the ball before he got to the end zone? Remember A.D. Mitchell from the Colts?
No question.
You think that reel didn't go to the other 31 teams and everyone watched it? This is where coaches drive themselves insane.
Oh.
This is why you can see the fury in Jonathan Gannon. Was he wrong? Absolutely. You can't put hands on a player. Was he wrong to be that upset? I don't think so.
Heck no, man. You drop a great play. It's great blocking. How do you think the big fellas felt up front? They did their jobs. They opened this big
right
hole, and he takes off and runs. And that game's done. 28-6. That game's over in the fourth
and
quarter.
By the way, let's go postscript now, all right? That happens, okay? You're playing the Tennessee Titans, who have been abysmal all year. This should be a win for you. You know what it turned into? You know what it culminated in? The third straight game that the Cardinals lost this year with a field goal with the zeros on the board. Mm-hmm. A walk-off field goal beat them for the third straight week. That's what it culminated in. So, Gannon wrong, hands, yes. Put yourself in his position as a head coach, and you really think you didn't coach it? I know he coached it. You and I know he coached it. Everyone knows he coached it. And by the way, runners, receivers, whatever, in the end zone, celebrate all you want.
Right.
Just get there first.
Yes.
Not that hard.
Charles, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend, and hopefully we have a good one, and the Dolphins can stop the bleeding a little bit. Thank you, bud.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Can't wait to see you, Joe. Thanks.
Charles Davis, NFL on CBS, has our game. Got the third game he's had this year. Hell, we had years we didn't have him. Now we get him for a third time. All right. Hey, it's Truck Month. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've been talking about these trucks for a while, man. They are sweet. We got a great truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle, man, with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Let's start with the durable Colorado with a standard Turbo Max engine. Impressive torque. Got everything you need living here in South Florida. Right over to Silverado 1500. Always ready, steady, and strong. Hey, man, you'll love the advanced technology and the Workday Workhorse and the Weekend Warrior. That's what you're going to get with it. And the Silverado HD, legendary horsepower. And really, the hardest working bed in the business. Hey, man, whether it's a midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, one to fit your lifestyle, your family, your work. Hey, you work 7 days a week. You want a Chevy truck, durable just like you are. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.